Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus for Yaakov and Sarah Esther, the Zivug Hagun Bekarov, and for Chana Rezel, Bas Miriam Rivka, the Leda Kala, Uli Yavet Bari, Bechol Ramach Evarav, Vishasa Gidav, and also for schus for my daughter, who had a birthday today. It's a big bracha that I'm zocha to be her father. Kila Shoshana Bas Necha Gittel. And she should be zocha mitz Hashem. Harbe harbe shanim tovot. V'ni'imot. And she should be zocha to a chasen. To a tzaddik, to a talmud chacham. And she should be zocha to have banim uvnei banim oskim b'torah v'mitzvahs. B'tuv hanira v'hanigle. And she should see Mashiach and Yitzhak Hashem. We're going to be learning from the Sefer Shari Chaim of Chaim Shmulevitz in Simen Chof Tes in Kiddushin, the Sugi of Selah Shel Shnehem. The Gemara says, Iskachi li b'mana. A man says to a woman, I want you to marry me with this mana. And she says to him, T'nam al gabei Selah. Put it on a rack. And yeah, if he does, they're not married. If he doesn't, they're also not married. V'imaya sela shela. But if it was her rack, if he placed it on her rack, then they are married. What about, says Rav Bibi, no relation to the Prime Minister, what about if the rack belongs to both of them? The Gemara says, teiku. So if it's her rack, she's married. And if it's both of their racks, it's a teiku. Dr. Rashi, that the reason she's married, if it's Selah Shelah, if it's her rack, is because it's Midin Chatzer, because Chatzeru Shaladim Konelo, and it's like she received this Kesef Kedushin in her Chatzer. Fractosis in the Rosh, if that's the case, then what's the Shiloh of Selah Shel Shneimau? It's Pashit that she's not Konen. Because we have a Gemara and we have a Basra and a Mocher it says Sfina. That Chatzer Shutfim and Konim Zemizeh. So what's Rashi talking about? Why does Rashi say it's Midin Chatzer? And if it's Chatzer Shel Shneim, it's not a Shaila. Chatzer Shel Shneim isn't Mekayim anything. Isn't Kona anything. The Avnei Miluyim in Simen Lamet, Sifkat and Gimel is Tamei on the Tosis and the Rosh. From an open Mishnah on Meseches Gittin. A woman is standing in Rishus HaRav, Imayim Ches Amar Aleph, and the man throws it to her, the get. If it's closer to her, she's Megoreshes. If it's closer to him, she's not Megoreshes. If it's Mechtzal Mechtzal, she's Megoreshes, Veina Megoreshes, Suffolk. And so, says the Gemara, V'chein Linyan Kedushin. And the Gemara there says that the Mechtzal Mechtzal is talking about a case where they can both guard it. That's mechtza al mechtza. The Gemara has a whole discussion what exactly it means. So the Gemara is mamid and mechtza al mechtza shneim yicholim l'shomer. Now this din of yicholim l'shomer, that she can guard it, and the whole din of dalet amis, that if it's in her dalet amis, she's divorced, so that's all mitaras chatzer. That's Mitaras Chatzer. So you see that if you have a Chatzer, that the Baal and the Isha are Shutif, that's a Safek Kedushin. See, we're talking Mitaras Chatzer. It's talking about a case where they Shnei Yicholim L'Shomer, which is Mitaras Chatzer. And yet, we see that Safek Kedushin. Had it told us in the Rosh, say that it's Pashut, that she's not Kone, from the din of Chatzer Ashutfin, then ain't Konim Zemizeh. You see, it's Nishta Zoy Pashid Lefi the Gemara. So the Avnei Miluim explains that they mean to ask that Kedushay Safek, there definitely is, like the Mishnah says. Rav Bibi is asking if it's Kedushay Vadai. Not if it's Kedushay Safek, if it's Kedushay Vadai. Because maybe Sela Shel Shnehem is better than their area. It's better than their Dalet Amos. It's better than the area that they can guard. If they can both guard it, so that's very good. That's a Safek Kedushin. But maybe if it's Sela Shel Shnehem, which is Mamish Achatzer, maybe it's even better than the area that they can both guard. And on that, the Gemara asks, very good. The Gemara Tosfos and the Rosh ask, it's Pasha that it's not Kiddushei Vaday, because Chatzer HaShutfin Ein Konin Zeh Mizeh. The fact that it's Kiddushei Safek, we already know that it is from the Mishnah. Rav Bibi wanted to know, is there Kiddushei Vaday? Because maybe Sela Shel Shnehem, which is a Chatzer, is Adif from the area that they're able to guard. And that they said, what do you mean? What's your Shaila? That it should be Kiddushei Vaday? It's definitely not Kiddushei Vaday. Because Chatzer HaShutfin Ein Konin Zeh Mizeh. And he writes there, Lefizeh Ledina, that Tosfos in the Rosh hold that Sela Shel Shnehem is a Safek. Just like Zarek Laget Mechzel Mechze. That's not like the Beis Shmuel, Mechakos Mechokek and Evan Ezer. Simen Lamed, Sif Gimel, and Sif Tes, Ayin Sham. So that's the Mahalach of the Avnei Miluim. The Avnei Miluim wants to say that it's Pashit to the Gemara, that it's Kiddushei Safek, if it's Yechol and Lashomra. And the only Shaila is it Kiddushei Vaday? That's the way Rashi learns. And then on that, the Rishonim ask on Rashi, what are you talking about? There's definitely no Kiddushei Vaday. Why? Because Chatzer HaShutfin Ein Konin Zeh Mizeh. And therefore, Lahalacha, Sela Shel Shnehem is Taka Safik. Just like Zarek Laget Mechtel Mechtza. However, this Avnei Miluim, it's a nice idea. However, the Lashon of Tosfos and the Lashon of the Rosh doesn't really seem to shtem. Ki Tosfos Kotvim, Pshita Deino Kona. The Rosh writes, Tifshot Minei Deino Mekudeshes. So here we're talking not about Kiddushei Safek. Here we're talking about no Kiddushin at all. So therefore the question is reinstated of the Avnei Miluim. Which is that what's the Shverkeit with Rashi? You're asking on Rashi that it should be no Kiddushin. Yeah, but Mechtzel Mechtz is a Safek Kiddushin. Why is it so Pasha to you there's no Kiddushin? Mechtzel Mechtz is a Safek Kiddushin. Avnei Miluim wanted to say that everybody agrees that it's a Safek Kiddushin, and the question of the Gemara is it a Vaday Kiddushin? But we prove that that's not their question. Their question is it's no Kiddushin at all. Because Al Tzchatzer, if it's a Chatzer Shel Shnehem, it's no Kiddushin at all. Yeah, but why is that so difficult? We have a Gemara that says that there is a Safek Kiddushin and a Safek Gerushin when it's Shnehem Yecholim L'Shomer, which is Midin Chatzer. So what's the problem of the Rishonim with Rashi? Rashi's saying, very good. We want to know, is it Kiddushin when it's Chatzer, when it's a Sela Shel Shnehem? And we have a source that in a similar case it's a Safek Kiddushin. So it would appear that then Mechtza al Mechtza, in a case of Yechol L'Shomro, it's in an area that he can guard and she can guard, has nothing to do with Chatzer HaShutfin. Because Chatzar HaShutfin, like the Ran says famously in Adarim at the beginning of Perek HaShutfin, is Idmar Lav Demar. V'idmar Lav Demar. If it's his, if this part of the Chatzar belongs to Reuven, it doesn't belong to Shimon. And if it belongs to Shimon, it doesn't belong to Reuven. Each of them only has a portion in the Chatzar, but not the whole thing. And therefore, she's not Mekudeshes at all. However, when we're talking about an area where Shneim Yicholim L'Shomro, there it's different. Because there each of them has Shaychas to the whole Arba'am. It's not like Chatzar HaShutfin, that Idemar Lav Demar, Videmar Lav Demar. Rather, they both have Shaychas to the whole Arba'am. Since the woman can guard the entire area, the entire shetach of Yichol L'Shomra, and the idach gisa, the man also has the whole area. He can guard the whole thing. So therefore, it's gerushin and kedushin b'safik, and it's different than chatzar hashutfin, where idemar lav demar. They only have a chelik, but they only have a portion and part of the chatzar, but not the whole thing. So that's how the defense for the other Rishonim, for Tosis and the Rush. Tosis and the Rush are saying, Enechinami, we don't know a Gemara in Gittin, Avada. There, in the case of Yechol and Lashomra, it's because the Arba'am is the Shaykh to both of them. So therefore, it's completely Shaykh to her also, so maybe there's a Safik Gerishin and a Safik Kedushin. But in Chatzar HaShutfin, Yidemar Lav Demar, Videmar Lav Demar, it's either one or the other, so therefore it's upgefrekt. Nothing to talk about. There's no kedushin at all. And the fizeh, we can say l'das Rashi l'idach kisa. And even though mechtzal mechtzal, we learn that she's suffik mekudeshes. B'selah shel shneim, Rav Bibi had a suffik. Maybe she's mekudeshes b'vadai. Because only in a case where you hold in the shomra, an area that they can both guard, so the husband has the whole area, it's all his. So avada, she's mekudeshes ve'ena mekudeshes. Avada, there's a safek kedushin, because the whole arba'am is a shaykh to the husband. Ma she'en ken b'chatzar hashutfin, that the woman has a chelik mesuyim, Rav Bibi has a sad to say she's konalinyan kedushin. In other words, Lefi Rashi, Chatzar Shel Shneim is even better. Before we want to say Chatzar Shel Shneim is less, because either Lav Mar, Lav Demar, Videmar, Lav Demar. But on the other hand, Chatzar Shel Shneim is better, because if it's Yechol Neshomra, the whole entire area is Shaykh to both of them. And if it's Chatzar HaShutfin, it's not. What's Shaykh to the woman isn't Shaykh to the man. So there's a tzad to say that there's a Vadei Kedushin here. So we have a chiluk between Chatzar HaShutfin and Shneim Yichol and L'Shomro, and that's where Rav Bibi Safi came from. Maybe she's not Mekudeshes at all, because it's Shaykh to both of them. Maybe by Chatzar HaShutfin, she's not Mekudeshes at all, because it's worse than Yechol L'Shomro, because it's not part of the Chatzar, isn't Shaykh to her at all. Or maybe Chatzar Shel Shneim is better, because she has a Chelek Mesuyim in the Chatzar, unlike Yechol L'Shomro. If it's Yechol L'Shomro, so the whole area can be guarded by both of them, so it's considered both of their areas. So how can you that isn't as strong, because it's still the husband's area. But if it's Chatzar Shel Shneim, Rav Bibi said, maybe it's better. Maybe this Kedushei Vadai, we say that the area it fell is hers. So maybe it's Garua mi Yicholim L'Shomro. And maybe it's Taka Nothing. Or maybe it's better. Or maybe it's a suffix. But we have to know that there's a chilek between Yecholim L'Shomro and Chatzar Shel Shneim. And therefore, the way Rashi learned the sugya was, we establish if it's her rak, if it's her chatzar, it's Pseder Gomer, but if it's Chatzar Shel Shneim, so there's a tzad that there's Vadei Kiddushin here, because it's better than an area that Shneim Yecholim L'Shomro. So that is the first part of the shir. And with Hashem, in the next segment, we will believe that Hashem should help us. We will continue. Shalom b'zocha. L'mod l'alamid l'shma b'las. L'kayim is called Ebrei Salam. T'ras v'yahava. Amen.